Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette College watching key legislative bills. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. Gillette College is closely tracking two major bills moving through the Wyoming legislature, a property tax relief measure and a law repealing gun-free zones. Senate File 69, which originally proposed a 50% property tax exemption, failed on concurrence, but lawmakers settled on a 25% cut. The Gillette News Record reported college president Janelle Oberlander said the change would still mean hundreds of thousands of dollars in lost revenue for the college, with no guarantee of state backfill funding. Meanwhile, House Bill 172, which allows guns in state-run buildings and public schools, became law without Governor Gordon's signature. The college gained some control over firearms storage policies, but remains concerned about safety, particularly regarding disciplinary hearings where no exemptions exist. Oberlander emphasized that officials will now work on policies to ensure campus security. Gordon vetoes abortion ultrasound bill, calls it invasive. Governor Mark Gordon vetoed a bill Monday night that would require women in Wyoming to undergo an ultrasound before receiving abortion pills, calling it personally invasive and often medically unnecessary. He expressed concerns over the psychological impact, particularly for victims of rape or incest, as the bill contained no exceptions. The legislature passed the bill with strong majorities, meaning a veto override is possible. Representative Rachel Rodriguez-Williams, a leading pro-life advocate, criticized Gordon, saying he's not truly pro-life. Wyoming's abortion laws remain in legal limbo as the state Supreme Court reviews challenges to previous abortion bans. Gordon argued that further legislation could wait until a ruling is made. In addition to the abortion bill, Gordon vetoed measures on drone regulations, charter school expansion, and Hathaway scholarship changes, citing legal conflicts and financial concerns. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalene.